Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, April 10th. Currently with fair skies, it is 43 degrees. The humidity is 61%. The wind speed is northwest at 14 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.27. The dew point is 30 degrees, and the current wind chill is 36 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment issued an advisory. More from Roxanne Stewart.
Kansans near rangelands can expect their air quality to change due to yearly rangeland burning in the Flint Hills and surrounding area. The burns help preserve the ecosystem by reducing the risk of wildfires and managing rangeland resources. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment issued an air quality advisory this past Friday for Topeka, Manhattan, Salina, and the surrounding region to the Nebraska line. For more information, go to ksfire.org. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Police made 5 arrests in Wichita Friday after executing a search warrant at a home on South Hydraulic. Police said there were methamphetamine operations there, and officers seized 9 pounds of meth, along with 300 grams of cocaine, 2 ounces of marijuana, 7 rifles, handguns, and over $68,000 in cash. 3 men and 2 women are facing possession and distribution charges. This is Kansas Information Network News.
You don't need a green thumb to have a great-looking property. You do, however, need a green mower. Prairie Land Partners is ready to help you get your property looking great this spring with a new John Deere zero-turn lawnmower. With fast speeds and better precision, everyone will be talking about your lawn. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners to test drive a Z-Track mower today or shop online, prairielandpartners.com.
Delivering the right solution.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. More than 500,000 Kansans face a review over the next year to see if they still qualify for Medicaid, and this is the first check on eligibility since the pandemic prompted a temporary change in rules 3 years ago. That same federal declaration of a public health emergency effectively added tens of thousands to the state's CanCare Medicaid program and temporarily barred states from stripping away the coverage. CanCare enrollment rose by about 130,000 people during the pandemic. However, now those people could lose that government health insurance. The pruning of Kansas Medicaid rolls started last month when the state sent out letters to the first round of people up for renewal. This month, those 33,000 households will be reviewed to see if they still qualify. Experts and healthcare advocates suggest all Kansans on Medicaid update their addresses and prepare needed documents, such as proof of income. But even with the right documentation, tens of thousands of people currently in the CanCare program may no longer qualify for Medicaid. And that means looking for coverage elsewhere, like through the Affordable Care Act marketplace. Some people might temporarily lose Medicaid coverage because they miss deadlines or lack all of the needed paperwork, and some people going through the renewal process still may not qualify to stay on Medicaid. So it is recommended to call a navigator with any questions or for assistance going through the paperwork, even if you're denied coverage at first. For those who are no longer eligible for Medicaid, the ACA marketplace might offer more affordable options than in the past. For more information, you can visit the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, CanCare, at cancare.ks.gov. One person was injured in an accident just before 11:30 p.m. on Saturday in Trigo County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2021 Freightliner semi driven by Anthony Villima, 35, of Denver, Colorado, was turning northbound onto U.S. 283 from I Road when the driver failed to yield and struck a southbound 2002 Ford Crown Victoria driven by Ethan James Bird, 24, Quinter. EMS transported Bird to Trigo Lemke Memorial Hospital, and Valimia was not injured. Bird was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Just after 10 p.m. on Thursday night in the Kansas House, debate started over the school voucher bill that had been talked about all session. And Representative Christy Williams from Augusta said on the floor that the goal is that all kids have an opportunity to achieve in the best environment for them. Though Representative Valdinia Wynn from Kansas City disagreed, saying this is not a policy that will support public education, and this is not a policy or bill that addresses student achievement. The bill passed the House by 7 votes, but 3 hours later it failed to pass out of the Senate. While that bill failed, neither chamber took up the other education bill, SB 113, which is the main K-12 funding legislation for the session, and it covers some of fiscal 2023 and all of 2024 and 2025. Leah Flitter with the Kansas Association of School Boards said there should be enough time for the legislature to pass a bill when it returns to Topeka at the end of April. She said the fiscal year doesn't begin until July 1st, so school districts typically wait until about May, June, or July to start developing their budgets because they're waiting on the legislature to act. Flitter says a lot of the bones of the yearly education budget is already known, so now it's just about figuring out the details between the two parties. She said that they know the funding that needs to happen under the Gannon School Finance case and others under special education funding increases, and all they have to do is put all of those building blocks in place. Kansas lawmakers will take up the K-12 budget bill on April 24th when they return to Topeka for the veto session. Every member of the Kansas legislature came together to unanimously pass a bill designed to give victims of child sexual abuse additional legal protections in a rare show of complete bipartisan support. The Kansas House voted to pass Senate Bill 317 with a vote of 120-0, and it received similar support in the Senate with a vote of 40-0 earlier in the year. The bill will now go to Governor Kelly for final approval. SB 317 will amend current state law in dealing with cases of child sexual abuse, and it includes new protections for survivors of this kind of abuse, including an extension to the amount of time that victims would be able to seek recovery of damages. SB 317 was first introduced to the Kansas legislature in the 2023 session on Thursday, March 16th, and it was originally sponsored by the Committee on Federal and State Affairs and introduced by Republican Senator Mike Thompson. In Nebraska news, an 18-year-old from Hastings is facing 3 charges, including 1 felony, in connection to an incident that caused a lockdown at Sandy Creek High School last week. According to Clay County court documents, 18-year-old Connor Black is charged with felony terroristic threats, in addition to misdemeanor false reporting and misdemeanor intimidation by phone. An arrest affidavit alleges that Black and a Sandy Creek student were in an argument over a female student they both had dated. The Nebraska State Patrol said witnesses reported that Black sent a Snapchat message threatening to come to the school and cause harm to the male student. Black was initially identified by authorities as an 18-year-old with a different last name. However, court records released showed that he was 20 years old and living in Hastings, which is approximately 30 minutes from the school. And then court records showed that Black was 18. A lockdown at Sandy Creek was put into effect at approximately 8:40 a.m. on Tuesday. The lockdown ended around 9:30 a.m. and students were dismissed for the day. The school postponed the track and golf events that it was hosting, and other schools were already on site for the track meet but left after the lockdown was lifted. A man is now in police custody after authorities found him unresponsive in a vehicle in Franklin County on Friday. According to the Franklin County Sheriff's Office, deputies were asked to help the Hildreth Chief of Police on a subject who was unresponsive in a car near the school. They were able to wake the man, identified as 33-year-old Logan Aspergren of Hildreth. An investigation was made at the scene and authorities arrested him on multiple charges, including possession of a deadly weapon, carrying a concealed weapon, and loaded shotgun. He was being housed at the Franklin County Jail with a bond set at $250,000. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, work was begun today, April 10th, on N10 from reference post 3420 to reference post 4556. The work includes bridge work, concrete patching, concrete grinding, intersection modification, replacing light poles, culvert replacement, asphalt milling and overlay, pavement markings, earth shoulder construction, and seating. N-74 will be closed to highway traffic at the junction of N-10 and N-74 during the reconstruction of that junction. Additional information will be provided prior to the detour going into effect, and traffic will be maintained with the pilot car, flaggers, and temporary traffic signals. The anticipated completion is the winter of 2023, and motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, April 5th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Ron Briery, Andrew Black, Dennis Gilhausen, Dean Little, and Gerald Jones, along with others to present business or observe. Police Chief Jay Sharp announced promotions that included Courtney Kaus, who was promoted to Sergeant, Chris Davis, who was promoted to Assistant Chief of Police, and Jay Sharp, who was promoted to Chief of Police. Their family members then pinned their new badges. A motion was made by Dean Little and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the March 15, 2023 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were four building permits presented for approval. Donna Lowry with the Norton Chamber of Commerce presented the plan and necessary documents for the Party in the Park event that they would like to have on July 7, 2023, inside the Elmwood Park Speedway. Jason Davis with the Go-Kart Group stated that he has received the state and federal identification numbers, and City Attorney Abigail Horn stated that she would like to check to make sure that this meets the city code requirements for state not-for-profit status before moving forward. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the mayor's appointment of Bill Vasura, Tim Meyer, and Blake Fonensteel to the Planning and Zoning Commission, with the terms expiring in February 2026. The vote was taken and the motion carried. City Attorney Abigail Horn presented the amendment to the lease agreement between the city and the Norton Community Garden Coalition, extending the lease term to December 31st of 2028. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the addendum to the lease agreement between the City of Norton, Kansas, and the Norton Community Garden Coalition, and the motion carried. City Administrator James Maru stated that the owner of 314 West Main is interested in giving the property to the Norton City Land Bank, and after discussion, it was decided to have the city attorney and city administrator further investigate the property. Andrew Black then scheduled a utility committee meeting at 4 p.m. on April 12. Ron Briery presented an ordinance adding to the Norton City Code that refuse shall not be placed for collection before 8 a.m. the day prior to the designated collection day, and that refuse shall be placed and ready for pickup no later than 8 a.m. on the designated collection day. A motion was then made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to waive the first formal reading of Ordinance 1760, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 15, Article 5, pertaining to solid waste, duty of owner-occupant within the City of Norton, Kansas. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Dean Little presented for approval the updated contract with the Norton County Community Service Association that was discussed and reviewed at the Parks Committee meeting. A motion was made by Dean Little and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the contract between the city and the Norton County Community Service Association, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dean Little and seconded by Andrew Black to approve the Norton Chamber of Commerce's application for the park and grandstand use on July 7, 2023, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dean Little and seconded by Gerald Jones to waive the head tax fee for the Norton Chamber of Commerce's Party in the Park event at the Elmwood Park Speedway on July 7th, and the motion carried. And a motion was made by Dean Little and seconded by Andrew Black to approve the street closures as presented for the Norton Chamber of Commerce car show on July 8th, 2023, and the motion carried. Dennis Gilhausen reported the Finance Committee met to discuss the video service agreement with Nextech, and it was decided that since the current agreement in place is still relevant and binding, there's no reason to execute a new agreement. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to waive the formal second reading of Ordinance 1761, which is an ordinance granting Nextech, LLC, a limited liability company, its parent company, Rural Telephone Service Company, Incorporated, a Kansas corporation, successors, and transferees, and assigns a non-exclusive franchise to erect, maintain, and operate a telecommunications system within the city limits of Norton, Kansas, prescribing the terms and conditions thereof, and providing for payment to be made to the city of Norton, Kansas. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Dennis Gilhausen scheduled a joint Finance and Public Safety Committee meeting for 4 p.m. today, April 10th, and a Finance Committee meeting was also scheduled for 2 p.m. on April 21st. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 7 as a whole, and the motion carried, and the council then adjourned at 6:09 p.m. Your menu today for Northern Valley Schools. For lunch, you'll be having cheeseburger, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, they are closed. There's no school today for Good Monday. And at 7 p.m., there is a USD 211 Board of Education meeting. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be sunny with the high near 77 and a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become northeast in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 43 and an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming south after midnight. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 85 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, clear with a low around 55 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday should be sunny with the high near 88 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Thursday, mostly sunny with the high near 87 and breezy. On Friday, there's a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m. On Saturday, a 30% chance of showers, partly sunny with the high near 59. And on Sunday, it should be sunny with the high near 64 and breezy. Currently with fair skies, it is 43 degrees. The humidity is 61%. The wind speed is northwest at 14 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.27. The dew point is 30 degrees. And the current wind chill is 36 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Put a little spring in your step with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Springtime is the perfect time to take a new look at things. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we are offering rates as low as 3.5% APR on qualifying auto or recreational vehicle loans during the month of April. Terms and conditions apply. Rates are based on the year and condition of collateral and the term of the loan. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas State Wildcats made an unexpected run in the NCAA tournament postseason ahead of the Elite Eight, which capped off a season overall that shattered many's preseason expectations as K-State went from pick to finish 10th preseason to finishing 3rd in the conference. And Kelis Robinette, the Wichita Eagle and Kansas City Star, joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. He discussed that the expectations should change for K-State this season, also the work they could do in the portal with some other players.
Keontae Johnson, Big 12 newcomer of the year. Naquan Tomlin had never played a single second of Division I basketball before. Now we're talking about him maybe going pro. Cam Carter started all those games. Desi Sills was a game changer for him. And I don't think it'll be too difficult for Jerome Tang to find some veteran transfers who come in and want to win. So, yeah, I think your expectations shouldn't change, you know, all that much next season. You probably, without Marquise and without Keontae, you know, maybe the ceiling isn't as high, but there are guys out there, and I'm sure they'll figure out a way to put together a nice team.
Yeah, in sports, Fulton Caster.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience in helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, we have a mid-level trough of low pressure that's moving eastward across the northern and central plains. An area of showers and a few thunderstorms was occurring from eastern Nebraska into parts of Iowa and northern Missouri, and that will continue to develop along a weak boundary further to the south from northeast Kansas into the south-central part of the state. Later this afternoon, some of the storms in south-central Kansas could become severe. The Storm Prediction Center has outlined a risk of marginal storms there, where hail and strong winds would be the primary threat. High pressure builds in tomorrow and Wednesday, with thunderstorm chances returning at the end of the week on Friday. In northwestern Kansas, sunny, a light wind with a high in the mid-70s today. For north-central Kansas, sunshine with a high around 75. Scattered storms in northeast Kansas with a high 74. Southwestern Kansas, sunny, a light wind with a high in the upper 70s. In south-central Kansas, thunderstorms, some strong later on today with a high in the upper 70s, and scattered storms in southeast Kansas with a high 72. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, basically a reset after the three-day weekend, as well as the numbers are very, very tight. Wholesale values as far as the market are better, both on the beef, definitely on the beef, and even on the pork side as well. We could see some upward momentum as far as this market is concerned. You can bet, though, that the packer is going to look for the cheaper cattle this week, but we'll see how the week goes with the continued higher cash trade. Overnight trade in the grain market, it was a quiet trade to start. Wheat futures up 10 cents, corn futures steady to 2 cents higher, and soybeans 1 to 3 cents higher, keeping a close eye on the lack of moisture. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You
You planted with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan.